All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more How to Fix the Future. I told you guys I'd bring it back, and here we go. Don't be ashamed of your weakness, or God, you're so pretty. It doesn't matter. Again, he says the flags do not fucking matter in this game. It's not for me to say, but you shouldn't be ashamed of your weaknesses. Nobody's perfect. Actually, if someone's close to being perfect, it's you. Well, are you sure that there's a... Oh, this is a animation scene here. I feel his dick poking right between... Okay, we're at Kathy now. Either wine went to my head or he turns me on so much, but I feel dizzy. Grunt. Shit, I have to do this now or never. Oh God, Kathy, it's so nice. Do you like it? Yes, I really do. Grim, I want you. Your dick is ready to burst just from these words and from the way she says it. Sit down. Okay. Oh God, have you lost your jaw? Oops, aha. God, I can't believe I'm doing this in Octavia's penthouse. Damn, Cassie, you're incredibly sexy. Really? You think so? Of course, you look at yourself. You're so damn hot. Haha, you too, Grim. Let's take this off. Wow, what? You have a lovely dick and quite a nice size. Are you surprised? No, I always knew. Plus, I felt it through clothing, but wow. It's so hard. It's nice to know that I turned you on so much. How else would it be, Kathy? Yes. Whoops. We want to make sure we're getting all the animations here. Doesn't seem like there's anything else there. Does it feel nice like that? Yes, but it would feel even nicer inside you. I was thinking the same, haha. Oh, your breasts under the shirt, they look smaller to me. And now up close, everything seems bigger up close, but they're not small. It is what it is. Do you really want it, or is it just wine? I can hear that you're tongue-tied a bit. Well, maybe a little bit, haha, but no, I really want you, Grim. I've been imagining it for too long, and now I want you to get inside me. So you imagine? Oh, stop being so surprised. You know that I like you. Come on, it can't be, really? Ha ha ha, shut up. But doing it here is so wrong. And I'm getting turned on by this, aren't you? I am. Moaning. Oh damn, she's so wet inside. I literally slipped inside her pussy. Moaning slightly. God, Kathy, you're so warm, wet, and nice inside. Fuck. You're so deep inside me, Grim. Does it hurt? No, it feels very nice. Yes, 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 God. Moans, honey, suck them like that. Are you tired? A little bit, knees are hurt from the tiles. Let's move to the sofa, and I'll be on top. Is that better? I think so. Shit, she's so hot. I'm ready to come just by looking at her and her pussy. Okay, so there's different views? Okay, so yeah, it's just different. It's very dark, though. It's a really dark scene. You can't see shit. I mean, they definitely did the thing, but we can't see shit. I'm really close. Are you close? Come, honey, I won't come. Really? Are you sure? Do you not like it? No, everything is fine. It's not you. I could never come. Oh, damn. Never? I hope she really liked it, and it's not me. Also, she needs to get that fixed. Okay, well, where do I come? Wherever you want. And inside you, too? Yes. Okay. Oh, shit! Oh, it's still hot. Warm, haha. Shit, it's flowing. I'll clean it up. Just let me find my pants. Okay, there you go. God, I'm so hungry. Me too. Quietly giggles while munching on an apple. What? Thank you, Grim. It's a beautiful night. If not the best one in my life, you've done so well. You mean sex? Well, I can do better. Haha, no, I'm all about all of this. I'm sorry that you haven't come. I'd like to give you even more pleasure. You never really come? Uh-uh. Even when masturbating? Well, I've tried, but I couldn't do it. Maybe my body's not designed the same way as the others. I know girls who haven't come, too. Maybe there was some reasons they haven't let you. Well, maybe stress. Some thoughts. I don't know, maybe. But I don't know anyone in this world who's not in constant stress. Well, I hope one day I can make you come, haha. I hope you can. I'd like that, Grim. And don't you need to take some pills or something? I don't know how this is done in your time. Grim, I can't have kids. Oh, fuck, I'm really sorry, Kathy. No, it's fine. Very few people can in our time. Many are infertile. I don't know the details, but I know that it's because of radiation. That makes sense. We even have the Rebirth Project, but it's a nightmare, and you don't even want to know about it. Shit. It's not really that bad if you look at it pragmatically. Why would you bring a child into such a world? Well, and what if we fix it? Well, only if... Come here. And that way, we were able to build this portal. Remarkable. So the artifacts are connected? We call them fragments, because we think that they are part of one big artifact, but yeah. The more fragments we gathered, the more amount of energy was recorded, and a careful examination helped us retrieve and decode the data. Maybe with your samples and some remaining fragments from Earth, we can put them all together. Maybe we can learn more that way. You've mentioned the data. What kind of data? It's some information about place, time, and even DNA traces. Some genetic code. The information of its origin? Not really. Actually, I don't know. The data is incomplete and confusing. I'm afraid it's beyond our capabilities and even our knowledge. We couldn't even identify and decode some of the materials. Can I take a look? Yes, of course. Please. Here we have a current state of the portal. And here we can control the coordinates for travel. All the information and data we were able to extract is in another window. That means the portal works on the principle of the Einstein-Rosen bridge? Yes, we use wormholes for travel, and the artifact allows us to control them. Therefore, we can move to the place we need. But how is it even possible? We don't know that. Okay, you've learned to travel through space, but what about time? Were you able to move someone in time? No. Mom, there you are. I was told that you're here. I'm bored. What are you doing here?
What?
Whoa. What is that? And is this normal? Did I do that before?
No, it did something similar, but not to this extent.
Part 2. Shots, shots, and shots. A few days later. Snores. Good morning, Chloe. It's time to wake up.
Ah, fucking hell.
Pardon? I don't understand you, Chloe. Could you repeat, please?
Snooze! I said snooze!
Very well. Snoozing. Good morning, Chloe. It's time to wake up.
Jesus fucking Christ, are you kidding me?
Excuse me. Who's fucking whom?
Never mind.
Just shut the fuck up, okay? Or I'll delete you. But you were the one who created me and asked me to wake you up at this particular time so that you wouldn't be late for classes anymore.
Yes, yes, thanks for reminding me. I made you and I'll destroy you!
I don't know how to react to that.
Of course you don't.
Snooze? Oh, come on. Good Lord.
Studies of the last century showed that only a small percentage of people really considered artificial intelligence to be a god and worshipped it. But most of them committed suicide. So even though it flatters me, you shouldn't worship me as a god. You might end up just like them. I think I'm starting to understand them.
Pardon?
Never mind. I'm up.
Ugh.
Hey, Jarvis.
Yes, Chloe?
What time is it?
It's 7 a.m.
Damn it, Jarvis.
Something's wrong?
Yeah, I guess I'm a shitty coder. I can't even set the right time for an alarm.
I believe in you. You can do anything. Keep on trying.
Right, delete this whole empathy crap and set the alarm for 8 o'clock.
Done.
Well, I still have a whole hour and I'm already awake.
All right, let's try this.
Oh, God. Hey, Jarvis.
Yes, Chloe?
Does this voice recognition program I added to your library work?
Yes, Chloe.
Good.
Could I what, Chloe?
Nothing. Never mind.
As you wish, Chloe.
Breathe faster.
Damn it. Jarvis.
Yes, Chloe?
Which voices have you already memorized?
BJ's, Kathy's, and Grimm's.
Say something hot in Grimm's voice.
Something hot.
What? No, you stupid piece of code.
Something sexy. You have access to porn in your memory, right?
There's a large database of visual novels for adults.
Would you like me to look there?
Visual novels for adults? What the hell is that?
According to my data, these are games with pornographic content. However, unlike regular pornography, players are immersed in the process and often make their own decisions on how to act. There's also a large emotional component in these games, and players often become attached to the characters, more than just the regular porn stars.
It sounds nice, actually. I need to try it sometime.
I wonder if anybody made a character like me in one of these games, although if someone did, I bet he's a creepy perv.
I highly doubt that. You seem to be a pretty boring person.
Hey, what the hell is that supposed to mean?
You programmed me to tell only the truth, even if it hurts.
Yeah, but I had something else in my mind when I added this feature, but whatever.
Just say something sexy in Grimm's voice. Something from one of these novels.
All right, Chloe.
Chloe, you have such beautiful ass cheeks. Do you want me to rub my cock between them?
That's so weird!
But it's kinda hot, though.
Jarvis, say something else.
That's right, do you like the way my cock rubs your pussy?
Yeah, you like that, huh?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Can you try Kathy's voice?
Yes, take my cock, bitch! Jesus!
No, can you find something lesbian?
There's not much of lesbian stuff. I think that genre wasn't that popular.
What do they know?
Maybe there just wasn't worthy content for the genre. People don't know what they want until they get it. That's what Alan Moore said.
Am I right, Jarvis?
I don't know, Chloe. I don't have any preferences and feelings.
That's like when I asked Meta how it feels.
Meta, how do you feel about that?
I don't know. I don't have any feelings or emotions, so I can't really answer that question.
Well, gee, that helps out a lot.
Thank you.
Of course you don't. Just try to find something where a girl speaks to a girl in a sexy way.
I found something.
What sweet pussy lips you have. Do you like the way I rub my tongue over your clit?
Fuck, don't stop.
Yeah, you like how my tongue enters your wet pussy, huh? Should I add my finger to it?
Oh, fucking hell.
God damn it, why is it so hot? I'm literally leaking.
Okay, now let's try BJ.
Yeah, ride my big black cock, you slut.
No, fuck that shit. Oh, fucking hell.
Chloe, are you awake?
Oh, shit, yes, I'm awake.
Just give me a sec.
Okay.
Hey, what's up?
Morning. I was just passing BJ's room and...
Yeah, so? Are you alright? Yeah, I'm fine. BJ, go on. Okay, so, as you say, Chloe.
No, Jarvis, stop!
Yeah, take my big black clock. I know you like it, slut.
Shut the fuck up! Fucking fuck, where is it? Come on!
Yeah, I can shut you up with my beer.
Finally! What the fuck was that? Oh, that. It's a prank on Kathy. I'm preparing a prank on Kathy. A prank with this? How exact?
What do you want, Grim?
Fine. I think I heard him crying. Should we check if he's okay? Crying, BJ? Yeah, of course we should check on him. BJ, are you all right? Yeah, why? Are you sure? Dude, can we come in? Yeah, one sec. What's up? Grim says he heard you crying.
Me? Crying? Nah.
Sobs. He is crying. Starts crying. Damn, BJ. BJ, what happened?
It's just, sometimes it's so hard.
What's hard?
Life, here, me, I mean everything.
You know you can talk to us about anything. We'll always help you, we'll always listen to you and help you, no matter what it is. Damn, why am I getting some skips in this today?
Yeah, I know. Thank you. Nothing much happened. I just got a little overwhelmed.
Tell us, what's on your mind? What bothers you?
Well, I've been in the share for quite some time now and have accepted it. But the stimulations gave me the opportunity to feel my legs again, to become fully functional. To run, jump, walk. And it was great at first, but after a few stimulations, every time we returned to reality, I felt worse and worse. Not physically, but mentally. It's like I was becoming disabled again and again, time after time. Every time we returned, I felt like a part of my body was taken away from me, again. Damn, I didn't even think about it. That's terrible. Why didn't you tell anyone about it? At first, I thought it was not important. That's just a temporary thing and it'll pass. But in fact, it only got worse. And also, it's this loneliness. You know how hard it is to find someone who sees something other than this chair? Someone who wouldn't talk to me just because they felt sorry for me? Or wouldn't ignore me as if I didn't exist? You know how much it hurts when you try to talk to someone and they just look away with contempt? You're right. We don't know, but fuck them. You have us. We'll never turn our backs on you. Yeah, but it's different. I want intimacy, you know? And by the way, I'm very careful that you're trying to grateful, rather, that you're trying to comfort me. But I don't feel you stroking my leg. Just saying. Fuck! Sorry. I think Chloe can help you with your intimacy. Right, Chloe?
What? Are you fucking out of your mind, Grim? Aha! Asshole!
What? I didn't make that up. I know what I heard. It was pretty clear. And a prank? Come on.
It's not what you think.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I don't mind if, you know, intimacy and stuff.
Are you both out of your minds? Jesus!
Aha! Aha! Jerks, just because I'm a girl and your friend doesn't mean you can say things like that to me. It's not funny. I'm a girl, not a set of holes to satisfy someone else's needs.
Chloe, chill, we're joking. Jesus.
Yeah, sorry, we weren't serious. Too late, I'll remember this, and trust me, you won't like my payback. There are a lot of girls at the academy, maybe you can find someone. Have you seen them at all, or talked to anyone?
Only with a couple of them, and even then, just a couple of phrases.
They're all weird or even crazy.
Affirmative. I tried to talk to about 10 girls. All of them just ignored me.
Hold on, guys. I'm having some mouse issues, but I know how to fix it real quick. Give me a second.
There we go.
Perfect. I don't know what was going on with this drive, but we'll figure that out later. I'm not really using it right now anyway.
Well, do you have someone in our time?
No, it's almost the same in our time. I used to have to act like a complete bastard to get any attention from women. I don't want to do that anymore.
How exactly?
I'd rather not say.
Okay, so how can we help you?
If only I knew.
I have an idea.
What is it?
Is the quality of those girls important to you?
What do you mean?
I mean, do you need to smash someone, or do you want, like, feelings and shit?
Well, ideally, of course, I want to have something to talk about with her, so that she'd be an interesting person. And in the long run, feelings, yeah. But basically, the first option will do as well, huh?
Fine.
What are you up to?
Let's find him some pussy to smash.
What? How? Where?
Dude, the whole world is like a Wally Mart full of pussies, only the prices are different.
And what about the unacceptability of viewing girls as a set of holes for male pleasure?
Well, it's fine if it's not me.
Of course it is.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah?
Well, does your thing even...
Hell yeah, it does.
Fine, just had to be sure.
Where are you going?
For some pussy.
Jesus.
Aha.
Hey guys, where did Chloe go?
For some pussy.
Never mind. Have you seen Jacob?
No, why?
Nothing. I just wanted to ask him something. He disappears somewhere all the time. It starts to get annoying.
Maybe he found someone. At least someone was lucky.
Jacob?
Aha. No. I don't think so.
Okay, let's go for breakfast or what?
So let's go to breakfast. It's gonna be a long day.
Sure, I'll just put on my uniform and I'm ready.
I'm not really that hungry. Go without me.
You sure?
Yeah, it's fine. I'm just gonna lie down a bit before classes.
Alright then, see ya.
I'll wait for you here.
Are you sure you can come in? There's nothing there that you haven't already seen.
Okay.
Where do you think Jacob disappears to?
Cat?
Ah, Jacob.
The hell knows. Somewhere.
I'm kinda even curious though.
Aren't you?
Kathy?
What? Oh yeah, me too.
Ah, Kathy, I thought we already passed this stage. Go ahead and do what you're thinking about.
Damn, you have a nice ass.
Yours is much better.
Well, I think we're on the Kathy path, whether I want it to be or not.
God, you smell good.
What are you doing to me, Grim? We don't have time for this.
Well, you're the one who started it.
And we can skip breakfast, or rather, we can have something else for breakfast. Something even better than food,
Wow, all right.
So you like sausage for breakfast. Good, I'll keep that in mind.
Sorry, please, go on.
Oh, come on, that was funny.
God, it feels good.
You like it?
Yes, your tongue is amazing.
But I'm... What?
I'm not very good at this. I'm sorry if something's wrong.
Well, it's very hard to do anything wrong here. Don't worry.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
If that's you're not very good, then I'm a...
I'm gonna come!
Ah, fuck!
What?
Where's the trash can?
Trash can? I don't have a trash can. Maybe you'll just swallow? Oh, over here.
Ugh.
What, you don't like it that much?
Sorry.
It tastes okay, but I just don't want to swallow it.
That's okay, don't worry about that.
No, not after that.
Do you want me to, do something in return?
No, thank you. I won't be able to come anyway.
She keeps saying that.
Well, I can try. What if it happens eventually? Let's try it next time, okay? It might take a while, and I'm really hungry. Alright, whatever you say, let's go then. We're definitely on the Kathy path somehow. I must have made some choices that did that. Good morning, everyone. I hope you had a good sleep and a hearty breakfast. Because today we're finally moving on to combat exercises with real weapons. Well, not quite real, but you get the idea. Could I? Yes, Chloe, you'll be joining the simulation today. Nice! You'll be divided into two teams. Three people in each team. Your task is to defeat the enemy team. By destroying all the enemies in your opponent team, your team wins the round. You may also encounter additional targets. Shoot them if you see them. They add to your personal points. However, it's up to you. Opening fire too early and giving away your position isn't always a smart move. Act smart and think ahead. As my great-grandfather used to say, it is not the one with the more powerful weapon that wins, but the one with the sharper mind. And time has proven, as time was proven, he was right. Locations and weapons will change each round. The pain threshold will also be lowered to prevent you from losing consciousness. Other than that, everything is the same as before. I hope that the skills you've acquired in previous simulations as well as the lectures on combat tactics will help you. Dibs on BJM9 team. Damn, The team composition will change each round. So you will all work with each other today. Hey, did you find a pussy? Yep, we already sorted it out with her. All that's left is to set a time and place. Tonight in your room, BJ? I'm not sure I want to do this. It's dumb. Is she even attractive? Well, I'd say she's 6 out of 10 if you ask me. Who's 6? Me? Whoa, Jesus, how'd you sneak up on me like that? Sorry, I don't know. I think I just walked silently. Maybe that's my small feet, haha. Oh, those feet. Now that's all I can think of. Damn, Riley. Ah, no, Foxy. You're a full 10. Oh, thank you, Chloe. You're a full 10, too. Well, here they go. Hey, by the way, when will we finally go to the Last Hope? Somehow everybody just forgot about it. That's the club we were talking about, right? Let's do it tonight. I'm going crazy without booze already. I really need to have some fun. Shots, shots, shots! That's the spirit. I'm in. Hey, Kathy, are you coming with us? Where to? To the club, tonight! I was hoping you'd forgotten about it. Do you really not want to have fun that badly? She doesn't know how to have fun. That's a lie. I know how. It's you who doesn't know how to have fun, got it? Ouch. To be honest, I've never seen you having fun. That's because you don't know me at all. How long have we known each other? Like a month? Nah, I know you well. You're just boring. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. I said I'm not. Stop it. Yes, you are. You stop it. No, you stop it. No, you stop it. Everyone shut the fuck up. Huh? Don't fight, girls. We're a team. Let's act like one. It doesn't matter how long you know each other or how exactly some of us like to have fun. That's why we should get to know each other better. And going to the club together is a perfect way to do this and have some fun, am I right? Come on, Kathy. Come on, say yes. Come on, I know. Say it. Come on, I know you want to. You lightly smile at her and nod. Fine. Good, baby girl. Ugh. You won't regret it, Kathy. It's gonna be fun. So what time do we leave? I guess somewhere around 8. We'll need some time after the classes to get ready. Okay, so it's decided. Yay, we're finally going to the party! Everything is ready. Take your seats. Oh, I'll invite the pussy to come with us then. You can have fun with her at the club. You'll have a drink, relax a little, it'll be even better. Or you want to pull it off till later? Oh, fine, let's do it in the club. Good. You want something? Yeah, I wanted to ask. How you feeling? I thought you'd have a scar or something, but you look good as new. Yeah, this is our medical equipment. It heals almost all wounds, and a small wound never leaves any scars. But it depends on the size, so... But I'm good. Thank you for asking. And also, for your help. No problem. It's not like I had a choice anyway. You acted brave, even though you were scared at first. I respect that. Is Octavia angry because of what happened? At you? Not at all. At me? A little bit. But we had a chat and sorted it out. Sorry about what happened to Valkyrie. Yeah, me too, but it's not that far away. We still might be able to repair it and return it to base. At least I hope so. Let me know if you need any help. I'll be glad to help you repair it. You know how to fix ships? Not really, but I learned fast, and I fixed my bicycle when I was a kid quite often. It's almost the same. A bicycle, you say? Haha. Alright then, I'll tell you if we manage to get it back to the base. I really enjoyed our time together. You mean our crash-cold night on the floor of the wrecked ship, me bleeding out, all that? No, all that was horrible, but the other part was nice. I have to admit, I really enjoyed it too, to my surprise. You're a good lover, very sensual. It's not something I'm used to. Does it mean you'd love to repeat that? Not the whole crashing part, but yeah, why not? I'm a woman, I have needs, and you seem capable of satisfying them. Besides, you're a very handsome young man. Wow, a compliment from you? That's something new. So when do we... You'll know when. And now go take your seat. Everyone is waiting for you. Alright. The first scenario, let's go. You're already familiar with this weapon. Now it's time to shoot it. Good luck. Alright, guys, and that's where we're gonna end it for today. You're like, no, they're gonna go into the simulation. Yeah, well, isn't that a great spot to leave off for next time? Because, yeah, we'll be doing this throughout the month, even though we're about to go into August and Amagust. We're still going to be doing the AVN on the weekends because you guys like them. So, alright guys, I'm out, and I will see you next time with more How to Fix the Future on Grimms Uncanny Valley.